famous Amelia show. To what do you attribute your success?
With Henry!
Talk
Hello,
to
everybody.
You.
Yeah, I'm Henry, not Amelia.
Okay. Hello, everybody.
Oh, sorry, I'm just getting crowded.
And the great,
Yay!
Great.
Guys,
and
the great thank you very much.
And the great grandfather from famous Amelia.
Nino. Thank you, everybody. Oh, wait. Sorry, I've just got this really, really big, huge clown behind me. So, well, should I stop talking in that voice? So, well, baby. What does the baby got to do with it? There's a baby over there.
Baby!
So I've got a really huge big crowd over here, over there. Hello! Woo! Yay! Yay! Oh, thank you, right? Thank you, I love you too. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I got you as well, my crowd. Okay.
No, pretend.
So that makes 1,989 people in the
studio. Balconies and people shouting.
Come on, everybody, I'm going to the bath. Come with me.
And ask your grandpa in one of the balconies. Go, go.
Yeah. Come on, let's go.
Conga, conga, conga.
Conga, conga, conga.
Mommy.
Can you say hello to the huge crowd I've got behind me?
Yay.
I've got a guest here.
Oh, guest. Okay, yes. So you're going in first after all then.
Say hello.
Hello.
Hello. Why am I saying hello?
Because you're the famous Amelia from the famous Amelia show.
Yeah, I'm not going to say hello yet.
Some days I'm fearing, I forgot to.
I'm eating his dressing gown, isn't he?
What?
Oh, sticking in the air, stickers at your rocking first. Buy a jumbo jet and bury all your clothes. Paint your left knee green and extract your wisdom teeth. Form a string quartet and pretend your name is Keith. Learn to speak, learn to skin yourself alive. Learn to speak a Arapaho. Climb inside a dog and behead an Eskimo.
Eat
a Renault 4 with salami in your ears. Casserole your grand and disembowel yourself with spears. And I did that when I was naked.
Nice.
What's in? How do you adjust into that? What's in that book?
It's one I recorded earlier. I forgot to hashtag it for audio notes.
What's it about? Because mine's about the niche.
It's about today.
Mm. What about today?
Well, it's about you having a special first day and.
What's about what we're having today, having me a special.
Oh, did you do your special? Walking to school on your own day.
I kept turning up going, hi. When could you stop seeing me?
Whoever it was crossed the road with their mum. So were you nearly at the gate? Nearly at the school gate.
Oh my god.
I see you all the way down.
And also, when I could only see a teeny weeny red. What kind of shirt were you wearing?
So you can make up your mind what colour I thought you were seeing.
You can reconstruct the
memory. Was it blue or red?
It's probably the same shirt. Probably the same shirt you're wearing now.
No.
Was it pink?
No, I had a purple one on this morning.
Oh yeah, the purple one. And then I could just see a teeny weeny purple speck when I only got to the road.
Mm. Well, I couldn't see because of a couple of lawns.
I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to stop turning back now and start going.
No, well, you couldn't see anything because your hat was way too low.
I was
your ponytail
there
was too
minutes.
High, your hat was too low.
Yeah, I had to keep putting on my hat.
Just
I was there at 8 minutes to... I was there at 4 minutes to eight.
Excellent. Well, you still had to put your trainers on, didn't you?
It was a really long time I waited, and then everyone started coming in from, like, you know, there's a back playground at the back of the school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to come up here.
There.
Bye. Okay. Mm-hmm. Me? Lovey tea.
car, broken teeth, touchdown, no touchdown. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Did you get some proper pom-poms?
No.
Not yet.
We practice, we have the these like in street dance as well. They have like these like warm ups. So the first one is where you're like standing up more. And the second one is like doing loads of things on the floor. What they were. But because year six classroom is too small, so Rose, the teacher, said that she said that she's probably going to move it to the parish room so I won't be able to get there from by myself.
So it was a special first and only walk to school on her own this morning. Yes, that means unfortunately one of us will have to do a school run, an extra one again for the next.
Okay. When I was at the door, I couldn't open the front door. Well, you know, there's a door here, and I could go in there, but then I couldn't get near. And there's like this button that says ring if you need, if you want attention. I was like, should I ring it? Should I not?
Yeah.
Then Mrs. Archibald came along, and she was like, "Why are you doing here?" And I'm like, "Oh, I'm cheerleading." She's like, "Oh, okay, you'll be everywhere."
Yeah, I'm just annoyed because that was a good opportunity to let her practice going to school on her own.
Well, it was. She did.
Yeah, like once, yeah.
Well, she managed it, didn't she?
Yes, but
I survived. I did get run over.
I thought I was,
Save
could
the
do that for this. But question again.
I'm safe and sound home, about if you're not counting those people.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not very safe and sound, is it? That's a mighty bruise you've got there.
Not.
Amelia, is there anything else you'd like to report on the Amelia show today?
No.
No? Nothing at all? She's shaking her head. Sorry, folks, that's the end of the Amelia show for today. Any last tickles? What? Any last tickles for you? Huh? I can tickle you in the bath, you know. We can tickle you into the bath until you smile. Are you gonna smile for me? You gonna smile for me?
No.
Why not?
Why not?
Tickly time.
Stop it.
Okay, say goodbye for everybody. Pardon? What? You've got red fingernails. What? Say toodle boo, everybody. Now say toodle boo, everybody, and tell us the secret to your success.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Yeah.
I see.
Bon appétit, les blabagés, les poutiers, and you would do whatever you want.
She's invented her own language.
I was just like,
I know you were, I heard it. And so did everyone else. Toodle-boo!